Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A couple got divorced over Funko Pops.
Well, some people are very passionate.
Apparently. So there's this dude that went viral on Reddit, and then it started just trending everywhere over the weekend. And there's this thing on Reddit, and it's called Am I the, and I'm just going to put the word jerk in there. I'm not going to say the real word. And basically, it's where people go and post situations, and they ask people, like, am I the jerk in this situation?
Right.
And he and his now ex-wife got divorced because of his Funko Pop collection.
Yeah, but that shouldn't get in the way of the relationship.
So apparently he was spending about $500 a month on Funko Pops.
That's a lot of money on Funkos.
And he said, you know, she basically gave him an ultimatum and she was crying during it, which, whatever, people hate ultimatums, but they get it done, all right? And she said, what if we limit you to 3 Funko Pops a month?
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And he said, no, you can't tell me how many Funko Pops I can buy. And they literally ended their marriage over this. And you want to know what I hope? Because I feel like that's so petty and ridiculous. I hope she got half the Funko Pops in the divorce.
That would be hilarious and ironic.
Yeah, we want to know what's the most ridiculous reason you've ever heard of a breakup, like two people breaking up. You said you had one, right?
Yeah, so we weren't dating that long. And I was just out of college, so I didn't have, like, you know, the finances were, it was a struggle.
I mean, I lived with my parents for like 4 years after college, no judgment here.
So I didn't want to buy her a Christmas present, so I broke up with her.
Rather than buy a Christmas gift.
I'm serious.
Was she, like, into material things?
Yeah, she had expensive taste, and I did not have an expensive wallet. So, you know, I was scared, but also I was tired of the relationship.
Oh, you were like, I'm out.
I was like, I just need an excuse, really.
I was going to say, I personally, like, as a female, like, I don't know if it's a female thing, but sometimes emotional gifts mean more than, like, monetary
gifts.
If
I made a card out of construction paper, it would have been okay?
Or, like, if you would have found a picture of, like, a really great memory and, like, framed that and, like, made something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think she would want any of that framed.
Oh.
We were only together for a couple months, so
well,
yeah.
What's the most ridiculous reason you've heard of a breakup? 503-733-5105.
So this is actually a personal reason, but my last ex broke up with me over an Instagram comment that he found that I made on someone else's page before we were dating.
Oh.
Were you flirty in the comment?
Kind of. It was towards who's a friend, but I asked when his centerfold was coming out.
Yeah, but it was before you started dating the dude you were with. You can't get mad at a prior. Were you guys already talking at that point?
Maybe, like, we had been on one date, but, like, it wasn't anything serious at the time.
Yeah, you can't be expected to go back and clean up your social media, especially if it's just a comment on somebody's post.
Now, if it was, like, a picture of you making out with another dude, you know, like that might be a little questionable.
You might want to clean up pics of your ex on Facebook or something.
But that's terrible. And you were just making a joke. How dare your ex? How dare you?
Trust me, I know.
I feel like he was just looking for an excuse and that was it.
No, he was insecure. He was just jealous.
Yeah, he has a lot of problems, but that's okay.
Well, one of them ain't you, because you can do better. Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye, guys. I was calling about the breakup thing.
Yeah, what's the most ridiculous reason you've had a breakup?
So we were, like, super in love, and then when we moved in together, I realized he drank a different type of milk. I only drink whole milk.
You broke up with him because of milk?
Yes, it's disgusting. I can't switch my milk, and we can't possibly keep 2 milks in the fridge.
I mean, I get that. That's a commitment for life. Usually one person is like, hey, I'll switch for you, but, like...
Was it skim milk?
It is a 2%, like the watery stuff.
That's not even the watery kind, though. That's the thicker kind.
No, the whole milk is the best one, though.
Whole milk is the best. But if he was drinking skim milk, I could totally see that being an issue.
I drink skim milk.
I'm sorry.
It's good.
It is very watery.
Well, thank you so much for calling. What's your name?
My name's Natasha.
I mean, if it's not whole milk, I don't want anything to do with it.
I think that if you know something about somebody before you get together, like if you like collecting weird stuff, that's probably not going to change. So I don't think you
you have any reason to complain after you've been together or are married or whatever. You knew.
She divorced him over Funko Pops. So there's something about when it's a joint checking account, if you're seeing $500 going to Funko Pops, maybe like $106 going to utilities, I would get a little frustrated too. Because what is that? That's $5,000, $6,000 a year on Funko Pops.
I mean, if it's affecting their overall lifestyle, then yeah, it could be an issue. But if it's not, if he's spending $500 a month on Funko Pops, I feel like they got it. So why bother?
In 10 years, that's a double wide though. Like, there's so much you could do with that money. Invest it. A Funko Pop. I'm sorry. Like, if I am wrong in a decade from now, you can totally use this against me. But like, it's the new Beanie Baby. Everybody's like, oh, don't mess up the box. Gotta put a tag protector on it. Like,
could be a retirement plan.
It's not. You know what happened to my 126 Beanie Babies I have?
You still have them?
No, they're in a tub somewhere. I don't even know. And they're all probably still in their Ziploc baggies with their tag protector on, not making me any money.
It could be way worse. Like, they could be spending that money on something illegal, you know? Yeah.
I guess that's true. It's true. At least it's not drugs. It's just Funko Pops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.